Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meatpackers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meatpackers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpackers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include deli-sliced honey ham, just $2.99 a pound. A 10-pound bag of hamburger for $19.90, a 12-ounce package of beef bacon $3.99, and boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.49 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
You gotta fight!
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-866-8692. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-866-8692. That's 800-866-8692. 8692.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
It is time
for all Americans to realize how significant this election is.
Okay.
And how lucky we are to have someone with qualifications and experience and know-how to be able to have the opportunity to run this country.
Into the ground. She's
fortunate, aren't we?
She's angry at the other Republicans saying, if you think you can do better, you should get in the ring. Well, a lot of them did.
Well, yeah. She said it's time for all Americans to realize how lucky he even performs for you bastards.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
You've tuned in to the Blue State Diner with your host, Michael Allwood. Want to weigh in? Call the studio line at area code 614-821-1580. And now, here's Michael.
Thank you, Richard. Yes, I am here today, even though I have been sick. Here with me, my good friend Roy Turner. Roy, how you doing today? Once your mic is on.
That would help, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it would.
How you doing, Mike?
Like I said, I have been sick. Obviously, you can hear it in my voice. And I have to be on TV tomorrow, too. So I hope I get a little bit better by then. So we have a number of things we're doing today. But let's say hello to our first guest, who is Tony Carroll. And Tony is very interested in. In fact, Tony, why don't you introduce yourself to everyone? You are with Franklin County.
Yes, I'm the director of the Franklin County Office on Aging, and here to talk about issue 56.
And what do you do there in the Franklin County Office on Aging?
I'm the director.
And what does that entail exactly?
Administering the senior options program for the residents of Franklin County.
Okay. And so obviously you have a very... Tell people what issue 56 is, first off, and tell us about the campaign right now and where you're at.
Issue 56 is the senior services levy. It will be the last item on everybody's ballot, so don't run out of steam before you get to the end of your ballot. The Senior Services Levy provides home and community-based care services for residents age 60 and over here in Franklin County, typically the residents who are needing some support at home in order to avoid premature entry into an institutional setting. Typically, that's a female over age 75, widowed, who lives alone and really wants to stay in her own home but needs some support in order to do that.
By the way, I wanted to tell you this before I forget to tell you. On my way into the studio this morning, I saw the first yard sign that I've seen so far this year in support of issue 56. It was at the corner of Broad and Nelson Road.
Right. I saw that one coming in myself. Well, we're getting our yard signs out. We tried to obey the rules, which are that you shouldn't be putting them out until October the 8th. So we were trying hard not to do that. So I'm hoping that people will start to see more and more of them. We are also trying to have a presence up at 1700 Morse Road to give information out to people who are going to be voting early.
Well, now, tell us exactly what is in Issue 56.
Issue 56 will continue the funding for the current participants in the Senior Options Program and will give us the ability over the next 5 years to enroll what we know will be the increasing demand for services as the baby boomers reach the age where they will be needing services. The Senior Services Levy is really the only funding source for Franklin County Senior Options, so if this levy fails, all of the services that are currently being provided would stop and the people that are currently participating would be out of a program.
So is this a situation where the funding is running, it's expiring?
Yes. This particular levy, which was passed by the voters in 2007 for the period 2008 through 2012, will expire at the end of December.
Okay, and where does the money come from?
It's a property tax levy similar to the...
School issues?
Levies that are... it's more similar to other human services levies like developmental disabilities or the Adam Board or Children's Services. This one targets the seniors.
And are there is there anybody that's really opposing Issue 56?
We're not aware of any organized opposition. We always try to run a campaign as if we're, have opposition, because we think it's very important. Anytime you ask people for their vote and you ask people for their tax dollars, it's important to do the best you can to make it clear what is going to be done with the dollars, and we're trying hard to do that.
Well, in what ways are you trying to get out the word?
Well, we are doing public speaking. We are doing, for the first time, we're doing more with social media. We invite people who are interested in finding out about the levy to visit our website, SaveSeniorOptions.org, and there are then many different ways that you can interact with the campaign, Facebooking and Twittering, and if you are supporting, you can take our information off of that website and let people that are in your social network be aware. So we're speaking. We are up at 1700. We are doing yard signs. We are doing mailings to those people who are requesting absentee ballots. So we're trying to target the people that we hope are going to be voting.
Well, you said a little while ago that it's going to be the last issue on everybody's ballot.
That's correct.
And that's not the first time I have heard that. So I think that really the message you're trying to send out to people is don't just vote on those first few candidates,
right,
and just say, oh, the heck with the rest of this, because there's something really important down there at the bottom.
Everybody's ballot, depending on where you live, could be different. You could have a two-page or a three-page. I think my ballot was a three-page ballot. But regardless of what else is on your ballot, Issue 56 will be the last thing on everyone's ballot. So we're trying to again, be sure people don't run out of steam reading all those paragraphs about Issue 2 and don't have the fortitude to go through to Issue 56. So we're trying to make people understand it's the last thing on your ballot, but try to keep us first in your hearts when you're voting.
Now, what kind of... be more specific about what types of services that this will enable.
Okay. Well, let me flip that a little bit and talk about what would be lost. If this levy doesn't pass, we'll lose the ability to provide, on an annual basis, over 550,000 home-delivered meals, over 1.3 million miles of transportation, over 18,000 days of adult day health, in addition to homemaker service that's provided for people, personal care service that's provided, as well as things like nursing clinics. We also provide funding for congregate meal programs, assistance for people who have breathing difficulties through the Breathing Association. We provide support for the Alzheimer's Association. Many of our nonprofit partners in the community are providing services to seniors through the levy dollars.
How many people are we talking about that are serviced by? Give me some numbers.
In 2011, we served almost, I rounded up, to 56,000. It was actually 55,606, but I like the 56,000 for Issue 56. But 2011, it was close to 56,000 people got services through one or more of the programs that the levy funds.
That's quite a few people, actually.
It's a good number. We're proud of that number.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why anyone would vote against this issue.
We are asking for an increase, and I understand that these are really difficult economic times for everyone. However, the low and moderate income seniors are the ones who are least likely to be able to afford to private pay for these services. So while we are asking for a modest increase, there really is a good return on that increase in terms of services that can be made available to low and moderate income as well as higher and higher income seniors in our community. All of our services are available on a sliding fee scale, so people...
What does that mean exactly?
It means that they are available... Is that some people pay zero for their services, and then some people pay 5, 10%, 15% based on income and assets. So we think it's very fair and equitable way to handle things and a way to be sure that people who have a little more income and assets will pay part of the cost of their services.
So the take-home really is, you got to last out when you're doing your vote. Make sure you get all the way to the bottom.
Bottom of your ballot,
and
issue
definitely
56.
Vote yes, and it is one of the deals where
it's vote for.
Vote for.
Okay. And that's confusing.
That's
people
that
too.
Is often confusing, yeah. And in many cases, it's designed to be that way, and it's kind of infuriating.
So issue 56, it's vote for issue 56, and again, we hope people can make it to the end of their ballot.
All right, Tony Carroll, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about the levy.
All right.
More of the Blue State Diner coming up after these brief messages.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten in your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine, 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
The all-new Days Inn Airport location is now open at 750 Stelzer Road. Their dazzling atrium features an indoor pool, jacuzzi, authentic Mexican restaurant with a full bar, and live entertainment on weekends. They have free Wi-Fi, a business center, a workout room, complimentary continental breakfast, and banquet and reception facilities for up to 275 people. They feature clean, spacious rooms at mid-scale prices. For room specials, visit daysinn.com or call 238-9010. Brand new and open right now, Days Inn Airport, 750 Stelzer Road.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
It is time for all Americans to realize how significant this election is.
Okay.
And how lucky we are to have someone with qualifications and experience and know-how to be able to have the opportunity to run this country.
Into the ground. I'm sorry. Well, no,
so
she's
fortunate, aren't we?
She's angry at the other Republicans saying, if you think you can do better, you should get in the ring. Well, a lot of them did.
Well, yeah. She said it's time for all Americans to realize how lucky he even performs for you bastards.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pig every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Art Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on Art Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And Art Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Art Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com.
You could be injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, simply because you were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Listen, you didn't have control over your accident, but if you've hired an attorney to get the compensation you deserve yet need money now, Oasis Legal Finance can help. Oasis has already given millions to people just like you who need money while waiting for their lawsuits to settle. Once approved, Oasis can get you the money in as little as 24 hours. There are no out-of-pocket fees, no payments until your case settles, and if you should lose your case, there's no obligation to repay. So there's no risk. Don't wait. If you need cash now, give Oasis a call. The phone call and application are free. Call Oasis Legal Finance at 1-800-562-5993 right now. That's 1-800-562-5993. 1-800-562-5993. Not available in Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Maryland, or North Carolina. In Missouri and Illinois, legal fundings are processed as loans.
We're back in the Blue State Diner. Here once again, your host, Michael Elwood.
Thanks, Rick. With me, of course, as always, Roy Turner. Roy, we're both missing the Buckeye game right now.
Yeah, I would love to know the score of that game.
I'm going to purposely not try to find out. I'll wait till wait till 1 o'clock and see it then. And I don't know if you we got the opportunity this week. I don't know how late you stay up, although they do replay the Daily Show. Do you ever watch the Daily Show on
sometimes,
Comedy Central?
Sometimes.
I find it interesting for a couple of reasons. A lot of times there'll be news items on that show that I don't see anywhere else.
True.
And there's more information that's available, and it's presented in a very funny way. And do you ever watch Stephen Colbert?
No.
No?
I never watched him. I used to think those shows was kind of fake, so I didn't know if it was real or not. So that's why I never really watched them.
They are fake, but I mean, like the Daily Show, they have real news items on them, but they present them in funny ways, and in a sense, I guess Stephen Colbert is fake because he plays the role of an ultra right wing guy. But
okay,
so that's the deal. I was trying to pull up Thursday's a segment from Thursday's, but I'm getting one of those internet snags here today. It's not playing. So let me see if I can get this other one going here. I wanted to share that with you. By the way, I'm going to be on C-SPAN tomorrow morning between 9:30 and 10.
Really?
On Washington Journal. Most cable stations or most cable providers have C-SPAN, so I'm going to be on with Steve Scully on the Washington Journal, along with a couple of other radio talk show hosts, from Florida and one from Virginia. And what we're going to talk about is what people are talking about locally on talk radio.
Okay.
And this being an election year, you know, what issues are on their mind. And I think the thing that, and you could probably attest to this, I hear callers who are concerned about voter suppression, and they're also concerned about the actual tabulation process and how it can be compromised. And there's been a history of that in Ohio. And I think, do you agree that that's one of the biggest subjects that comes up?
You know what? Right now, I think it's voter intimidation right now.
Right, that too, yes.
On Joyce and 17th, they got a huge billboard saying if you don't have your proper information, you go to jail for 10 years in the black community. You know what I mean? That's so,
and I understand they're in Cleveland as well.
Right. So I think that's the biggest, as far as black people, that's the biggest thing going with the intimidation. But it's, you know, this whole process right now, I've never been in, well, I'm only 37, but this from 2008, 2004, and 2000, you know, it's like every year since then it's got worse as far as voting. You know, it used to be easy. I remember when I turned 18, that was the first thing I thought of. Man, I can't wait to vote and get my opinion out, and everything was cool. But now it seems like it's a hassle. And for young voters out there, I couldn't blame them to get discouraged, because they probably wonder, well, if I vote, will it count? You know, if I don't got my information, am I going to jail because I want to vote?
Right.
You know, so it's a lot of things out there that really try to discourage people from voting.
And it's interesting, too, because that the people who are paying for that, they're not disclosing. It's Clear Channel that owns the billboards.
Of course.
And they aren't telling anyone who sponsored it. And apparently that is not something that usually happens. They don't usually allow people to be anonymous, but it was apparently written into the contract that they would be anonymous. And then from that point on, I heard a spokesperson, it was on television the other day, a spokesperson for Clear Channel, the outdoor advertising section, they said they, you know, there was nothing they could do about it, and I'm calling BS on that one.
Right.
I mean, if they, you know, if they really wanted to, they could, but apparently they are in cahoots with them. So, all right, I'm getting this up here, and I have to get Pat's the first banner ad in order to put this up. But Thursday night, the president was on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and I think, you know, it was interesting because he seemed to be pretty relaxed on his show, and I think we see a different side. And let's see if we can. It's
Barack Obama.
Let's go ahead and listen to this.
Before I do anything else, please, I have to acknowledge we have some amazing women warriors.
Yes.
We've got a whole crew of veterans. I had nothing to do with this. The USO wanted to bring them here.
It was a happy
coincidence. And I just want everybody to give them a big round of applause.
Nice to see you guys. Happy coincidence, by the way. They didn't even know you were coming.
Absolutely.
I do want to ask you this, though, before we, I'm putting together a scrapbook of the whole 2012 campaign, and I have these great pictures from the two debates, but I don't know which debate they're from. So if you could, I have two pictures. There's one picture. I don't know if you get that. And then there's the other picture. And I'm wondering, could you tell me which... I don't know if I have the data. Do you know which debate was which?
Cute, John.
What happened? Here's what happens to me sometimes. Sometimes I'll go on stage and I'll have, let's say, an open-faced turkey sandwich and a shot of NyQuil. And,
that's a good combination.
And halfway through, I'll look up and go, are we on? Did you sense, were you taken aback by the reaction to it? Did you sense this wasn't going as well as perhaps you would like it to? What happened?
Look, you know, I think, obviously I had an off night.
Mm-hmm.
The presentation wasn't the way it needed to be, but the issues haven't changed. They didn't change after the first debate, and they didn't change in the second debate.
Right.
And that is that the stakes in this election are really big. You know, Governor Romney makes a good presentation, but the fundamentals of what he's calling for are the same policies that got us into this mess that we've been fighting against for the last 4 years, trying to dig our way out of an economy that was good for a few folks at the top but wasn't working for ordinary Americans. And after 31 months of consecutive job growth. Mm. We've seen 5.2 million jobs created, manufacturing starting to come back, the auto industry recovering, housing starting to rise again. I want to make sure that we're not going back to those policies, and I want to make sure that over the next 4 years, we're building on the progress that we've already made to create jobs right here in America for folks and to make sure that middle-class families have some security.
Would you say, do you feel like you have a stronger affirmative case for a second Barack Obama presidency or a stronger negative case for a Mitt Romney presidency? What is, in your mind,
yeah,
what is the stronger case to be made? Or do you prefer a melange? But what is, because I'm curious, what do you think, do you feel you've made the strong enough affirmative case or a stronger negative case?
I think I've got a strong case on both ends. Mm-hmm. Look, 4 years ago I said I'd end the war in Iraq. We did. Said I'd pass health care reforms, make sure people don't go bankrupt when they get sick. We have. Said that we would refocus our attention on Al-Qaeda. We have.
Mm-hmm.
Made sure that we saved an auto industry that was on the brink of collapse.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that. So we've got a very strong story to tell, whether it's on social issues like don't ask, don't tell, or economic issues that matter for middle-class families. I do think that part of the president's job is not only moving forward on things that will work, but also preventing things that won't work.
Right.
So I think you want a president in the Oval Office who's going to say, no, we're not going to amend our Constitution for the first time to restrict rights for gay and lesbian couples.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to pass a budget where all the work that we've done to make college more affordable for young people gets wiped aside so that suddenly lenders and banks are getting extra tens of billions of dollars. We're not going to roll back health care so that mm-hmm. millions of people are thrown off the rolls. We're not going to turn Medicare into a voucher system. So, but when you think about it, it is two sides of the same coin. The question is, what kind of vision do you have for this country? We need to make sure that we're developing oil and gas, but we're also developing solar and wind. So we're leapfrogging current technology and making sure that the technology 20 or 30 years from now is developed here in the United States. That's what creates jobs. And the most important thing is, when you think about the economy,
mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely convinced, when you look at the historical record, that when middle-class families do well, when there are ladders of opportunity for poor families to get into the middle class,
right.
the entire economy does well. And when a few folks are doing very well at the top and everybody right. else is getting squeezed, the economy grows slower. And that is the central issue in this election that we've got to make sure we address.
If you had to say, Governor Romney, there's one place where you feel like, man, that's an area I wish I had done, had a stronger record on that he hits. Is it unemployment? Is it the case? You know, he talked in the debate, the administration had said we're going to have this thing down to 5.4%. It's still at 7.8%. That's a difference of 9 million people. Is there something in what he says, or is there a certain inevitability to a slower economic comeback?
Well, here's what happened. We had the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
Mm.
We could be growing even faster than we have if Governor Romney's allies in Congress would move on some of the things that we've recommended. I'll give you an example on housing. Right now, we could make sure that families whose homes are underwater, where they owe more than their mortgage,
mm-hmm.
or owe more than their house is worth, if they refinance, typically they'd get $3,000 in
right.
their pockets a year. That's $3,000 they're spending
right.
or $3,000 that they're putting back into equity in their home. Housing market would be helped. Employment would be helped. Even Governor Romney's own advisor says this is a good idea, and yet
right.
Governor Romney opposes it. So,
but don't you have a HAMP program? Don't you have, wasn't $50 billion set aside for HAMP,
and
only $5.5 billion of it has been used?
Actually, what's happened is we've got 5 million homes that have already, we've seen foreclosures prevented. We have a settlement with the banks that provides another $25 billion
mm-hmm.
To help the housing market. But the central question is, there are a whole bunch of things that we can do right now
right.
that will make the recovery even stronger, put more folks back to work. When you
right.
look at what we did with the auto industry, that's not the only industry where manufacturing can take root back here in the United States again. We've got a whole bunch of cities where you've got workers who are trained in machinery and advanced manufacturing, but and companies are starting to look at Maybe we insource instead of outsource, but we're going to have to change the tax code to make sure that companies have a strong incentive to do that.
If the Republican Congress was obstinate before, aren't they still going to be there? Or if you win again, do you get to, at some point, say, and I'm just going to throw a phrase out there, abracadabra. But so if their obstinacy is what created the drag on the economy, and that is not going to be ameliorated, will be the difference?
Number one, I want to make sure that we get as many Democrats reelected as possible, and maybe we can take some seats back. I think that's probably number two, when you look at some of the things that we need to do, let's say in the first year, 2013, having a plan to bring down our deficit that's balanced, that will be settled one way or another next year. The question is going to be, do we do it in a balanced, responsible way, or are we not asking millionaires and billionaires to pay a dime of extra taxes to preserve investments in education?
Wait, I'm sorry. This is the first time hearing of this. What is that about millionaires?
True. It's true.
What are you doing to us?
John?
No, I'm going to throw it a commercial, and you and I are going to have a conversation. And then we'll come back. We are going to have to go to commercial. We'll be right back with more.
So, Roy, the president doesn't look like the other guy, and by that I mean robotic. He looked pretty relaxed. And, hey, say hello to our good friend Kenny Pick on the line. Kenny.
Well, hello. Good afternoon, as it were, and happy Swedish Day to you.
Happy which day?
Swedish Day.
Oh, okay. Is that a Hallmark holiday?
Kind of, sort of, maybe. Yeah. I just saw Roy Turner talking about it on Facebook, so I thought I'd bring it up.
Oh, it's a conspiracy. Until someone showed me proof that Hallmark did not create that day, I would never believe in Swedish Day. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I saw that. I figured I'd call you on that. So, I want to thank you guys for letting us come to the studio tomorrow to do a live Turn Up Tonight. That's going to be very exciting.
No worries. It's our pleasure to have you. I don't know if you can tell by the sound of my voice, Kenny, but I've been sick the last couple of days. But I'm still going to be here. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Excellent. Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. I just want to tell your listeners that they should tune in because we're going to have a ton of really cool guests calling in, too. Quick short list, David Bender is going to call in, of course. Everybody, I'm sure, knows him from the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right.
We're going to get Brad Friedman and Desi Doyen from Brad Blog and the Green News Report. Cliff Schechter might be there. Possibly John Fugelsang, too. Apparently, he's going to be in a moving van for 12 hours tomorrow, but we'll see if he makes it. Our friend Macaroni is going to be there, who's the official rapper of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right, right. Is he going to be in studio?
What's that?
Is he going to be on the phone? Or?
Yeah, we're just going to, you know, we have people calling in intermittently, so it'll be a lot of fun. I think that'll be fun, too, because we'll have a bunch of really cool guests and, hopefully get some interaction from callers with them, too.
Cool. And is Tom coming in?
Yeah, Tom and I will be at Tom Schaefer will be in the studio in person.
Mm-hmm. And so this time you won't need your time machine.
No time machine required.
Right.
And it saved me quite a bit of work not having to create the pre-recorded show for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what? That was funny because I was just thinking a little while ago. It's like, you know, Kenny hasn't sent me the show. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to be doing it live. Don't need to do it.
Do it live.
Just do like it live. Yeah. So. And, of course, you're going to stick around for Ed Schultz on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the big push here is to get a bunch of our good progressive friends on the phone as kind of a pre-show to Ed Schultz coming into town. I did put my feelers out there to Ed's people. There's a chance we might get Ed on the show, but I kind of doubt it. So, because he's a busy man, but yeah, he's working so hard for Ohio right now that I thought this would be a fun little thing to segue into that big live event you guys are sponsoring.
Right. Did you see Ed's show last night on TV?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
He was in Fairport, Illinois, where they have closed a plant. Bain Capital closed a plant, sent all the jobs to China. It was something like 170 employees. And I was telling the lovely Veronica as we were watching it, it's like, you know, I'm kind of disappointed that Ed doesn't point out this, that, you know, during the debate, the most recent debate, Mitt Romney made a point of calling out the president on his record as it applies to the unemployment rate. So here's Mitt Romney pointing a finger at the president and talking about the unemployment rate during his administration, not mentioning the fact that he's helping to cause a lot of the unemployment. And by the way, they did say there was a guy from the United Steelworkers Union on Ed's show last night who said that Fairport, Illinois is not the only place that it has happened. That was only 170 employees. Across the country, Bain has closed a number of factories, 15,000 jobs they're talking about, sending them to China. They sent the equipment to China. They made the American workers train the Chinese employees on the machines, and then sent the machines to China and sent all the jobs to China. So
yeah, and it was fascinating too. One of those workers from the Sensata factory was on Ed's show, his radio show yesterday.
Right.
And he said they were training these workers, but once they got a little taste of freedom, they really weren't even paying attention. They just wanted to play on their laptops and stuff. And so they're going to get all these workers that go back to China, and they're probably going to, you know, the plant will probably collapse because they won't be able to run it.
So anyway, I still think that somebody needs to point that out with Mitt pointing a finger at the president for unemployment while he's causing a lot of it. So
yeah, he's well. He did mention that he was a pioneer, belongs to, or you know, there was that comment about him being a pioneer in outsourcing.
Yeah.
So he did get a bit of a jab in there. So
a wee bit of a jab.
Yeah. please proceed, Governor.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite moment. That and him asking Candy Crowley to say it a little louder. And that, by the way, let's just touch on that real quick, because I actually paused the broadcast, because we can do that in this modern era we live in. I can actually pause live television. And I paused at the moment when Candy Crowley said, well, actually, Governor, he did say that it was an act of terrorism. I paused the television. I said, this is what has been missing from debates. A moderator who's a journalist who can stop the action and say, here's the fact of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's... I would like to have referees in these debates so they could throw the flag, as it were. Hell, they'd have to have a pocket full of flags when Mitt's on the stump there.
Yeah.
But that's missing. Yeah. That's missing from these debates. Somebody step in and say, okay, here's what the real fact is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was to me, that was a wonderful moment in the debate.
Oh, absolutely. And the right wing is just crucifying her over that.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Yeah.
just ridiculous.
Have you watched any of the right wing? What kind of stuff have they said?
Yeah, actually, I'll drag a bunch of audio with me. Well, there's the blatant, let me see, Rush Limbaugh and Gretchen Carlson from Fox and Friends both said the president absolutely did not say act of terror, which I have that audio, too. Megyn Kelly on Fox News had one of the most astounding sound bites ever, where she said, well, you know, act of terror, terrorist act, I mean, you know, those are two different things. You know, I mean, what? You know, it is mind-numbing that they're trying to find some kind of way to discount actual real words and facts. And, yeah, they're just, their hair is on fire.
Right. Well, now. Hair on fire. Megyn Kelly makes my hair hurt.
Yeah,
when I watch her.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
She can.
But yeah, there's all kinds of just insane reaction, and of course, noted racist Eric Bolling from The Five.
Yeah.
He just went on an insane rant about the whole thing too. But yeah, they're all beside themselves, and you know. But I definitely hats off to Candy Crowley for being a real journalist.
Yeah. Okay, Kenny. Well. I'll be waiting until tomorrow to hear those cuts, though. So we'll leave it till then, and
all right.
I'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
See you tomorrow, Tanny.
Talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow, Roy. We'll see you tomorrow, Michael.
All right, take care. And we will go to another break.
Michael serving up more of the best talk in town right after these fine businesses pick up the tab.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-866-8692. Up to 75% off.
The all-new Days Inn Airport location is now open at 750 Stelzer Road. Their dazzling atrium features an indoor pool, jacuzzi, authentic Mexican restaurant with a full bar, and live entertainment on weekends. They have free Wi-Fi, a business center, a workout room, complimentary continental breakfast, and banquet and reception facilities for up to 275 people. They feature clean, spacious rooms at mid-scale prices. For room specials, visit daysinn.com or call 238-9010. Brand new and open right now, Days Inn Airport, 750 Stelzer Road.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on Our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And Our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com.
We're back in the Blue State Diner. Here once again, your host, Michael Allwood.
Thanks, Rick. The gremlins are getting us again. I've been having trouble with this piece of software that we use during the live shows to air the spots. It's been acting up all day long, and my voice is getting really scratchy, and my throat is really hurting. However, it gives me the opportunity to give you an interview that I had set up for last week, but I never got around to it. We had so many guests on the program last week that I never got to my interview with Cal Penn, who you probably know as Kumar from the Harold and Kumar movies. So to save my throat and to give this to you, I'm going to play that interview now. Joining us now, someone you probably know best is Kumar. It's Cal Penn. Cal, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's I found this very interesting. Until the convention, I wasn't aware that you were so involved in politics. What was that like to address the convention this year?
It was cool. You know, I actually have never been involved in politics before I started volunteering for the president's campaign in 2007. And so I certainly did not expect to ever be addressing a convention. I'm still a registered independent. I know, like a lot of other first-time voters out there. And so it was just, you know, it was really exciting, particularly to just, really, I just talked about stories, right? I had the chance to work at the White House for a couple of years, had to see, have a chance to see the president fight really hard behind the scenes for young people, and those were some of the stories that I got the chance to tell. So it was actually a lot of fun.
So you've actually been in there working directly with the president. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, we're not kicking it in the Oval Office every day or anything like that, but it was there's a huge team of really dedicated folks who were working nonstop on everything from financial aid reform to, you know, getting our buddies home from Iraq, don't ask, don't tell repeal, obviously jobs and the economy. So it was really quite an opportunity to see something like that behind the scenes.
There was a really interesting documentary on PBS this week that it contrasted the president and Mitt Romney and the different kind of, and I don't know if you had a chance to see it or not. Have you seen it?
No, I wish.
I'm sure it'll be available from PBS at some point. But one of the things that really struck me, so his former roommates when he lived in New York City were saying, you know, that he all he thought was the plight of other people all the time. And there were a lot of people who talked about how he gets up and he's thinking about these things. Have those things, his dedication to helping people, were those evident to you?
What, with the president when I was working with him?
Yes.
Yeah, they were. And it's funny you mention that because there's one afternoon that comes to mind where I was, I was working on a Saturday and I ran into the president in the hallway and he said, well, what are you doing here? And I kind of very quickly mentioned something that I was working on, which was, since he was running for office, he's had this thing where, you know, no American should slip through the cracks, meaning if there are federal resources available for you to get back on your feet so you can fairly compete in the job market or what have you, that we should help you get there, so that you can do what it is you want to do. And no other president had really done a lot of these things. And so one of the small components of that was something I was working on that Saturday, and I just sort of casually mentioned it to him. And he said, I'm glad we're finally doing that piece of it. It's the right thing to do. And I just thought, there's nobody else there. There were no journalists around. There were no assistants around who would have written that down or told somebody about it. It was just the president legitimately saying that he's glad that we're doing something just for the very simple reason that it's the right thing to do. And I think you'll see that time and time again when you saw him, double the Pell Grant or create a college tax credit. A lot of that, I think, has to do with the fact that he just paid off his own student loans not that long ago, so he remembers what that struggle's like. Health care reform he tackled in no small part because his mother died of cancer and, didn't have health insurance, and he's met so many young people who were in a similar situation. So I think that characterization is probably correct.
Well, talking to you now, I understand what kind of an intelligent person you are, and not that I didn't expect that. It's just that, people in the public think of you as that funny guy, and...
I love that. I love that they watched our ridiculous movies.
And so, they probably have some sort of idea of what kind of person you are, and here it is, you're a completely different kind of person than the one that you portray on screen. But I wonder, when you get out among people, how do they react to you? I mean, very quickly, I'm sure that they realize you're a serious person, but what kind of reactions do you get from people?
It's funny. Every single campaign stop that we go on where we do youth vote rallies or we have a chance to talk to young people about, what the issues are about voter registration, we do a Q&A with all of our events. And I would say maybe out of 99 questions, maybe one, the 100th question is about a movie or a TV show. So most young people, I think, are really taking the opportunity to ask questions. They're the ones who are graduating. They're the ones who are curious about the job market. How is it improving? What did the president do to save it from the brink of a Great Depression? What did he do to end the war in Iraq? All of these, those are the things that they're asking about. And I think that's really refreshing because I know a lot of the mainstream media, whether it's Fox or MSNBC or CNN, they tend to make it seem like young people don't care and don't know anything, and that's just not true at all. And I think that's evidenced by a lot of these events they do when they're asking the right kinds of questions.
Well, the next time they do that, you remind them that the president was in Columbus earlier this week, and he drew 15,000 people to the Oval at the Ohio State University. And
absolutely.
I can tell you that was a very excited crowd.
Good. That's what I hear, and I wish I had the chance to be there. I'm actually headed out to Columbus in the next couple of weeks.
You are? When are you coming through?
Coming through, I think, on the 28th, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I certainly hope we'll have a chance to talk to you in person at that time. That would be.
I hope so.
Do you know what event you're going to be at?
It's an OSU event, but I don't know exactly the specifics of it yet.
Have you ever been to OSU before?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've been there a bunch of times. I have some cousins that went there, and then, of course, went there in 2008 for the campaign as well.
Oh, okay.
Campus. I love Columbus.
Oh, yeah. And it's a pretty time of year, too. And I'm a OSU grad as well, so.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. So what are you going to be doing besides coming to Columbus? What other kind of stops do you have?
We have a lot. Most of what I work on is youth outreach. So we've got a bunch of other campuses. You know, most of the president's campaign and the youth aspect of it is in all 50 states. Not every state's a battleground like Ohio, but every state is equally important. So we've got folks all 50 states. In a place like Ohio, it's particularly awesome in the sense that a lot of young people that I meet in the other states talk about how jealous they are of the youth vote in places like Ohio, because your vote matters so much more since it's going to be such a close election. So obviously we go to all different sorts of places, but a lot of the battleground states are a focus. And in particular, you've got a lot of auto manufacturing in Ohio that's thanks to the president saving car companies. You've got a lot of folks that are taking advantage of STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. So they're going into really emerging fields and things like that, and green technology. I mean, these are all things we talk about at all these stops. So it'll be a bunch of campuses and a bunch of battleground states.
Well, Cal, I thank you so much for calling in today. I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate your efforts on behalf of the president. And I really appreciate you having gotten involved the way you have. And, I mean, you've worked several times now in the White House, and you've left for reasons. I know that you went back to do some more work as an actor and then returned a couple of times. And I hope you stick around. We need good people like you in the trenches.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Cal Penn, take it easy.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
More of the Blue State Diner coming up after these brief messages.
Big Eddie is on his way. That's right, Ed Schultz will join WVKO 1580 for a town hall meeting Monday, October 22nd at JP's Barbecue at Bolton Field, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come meet Ed and enjoy the music of Jim Lynch and Charlie Blake. Lunch will be included in your $20 admission. Get your tickets now at WVKO1580.com. It's a town hall meeting with Ed Schultz and WVKO Monday, October 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come join us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right. The most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-866-8692. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-866-8692. That's 800-866-8692.
We're back in the Blue State Diner. Here once again, your host, Michael Allwood.
Well, we are back in just about enough time for Roy to fill us in on this. Give us the details there on that sweetest day, Roy.
Well, I had to check my Facebook account, and a dude named Herbert, I think Wilson from Cleveland, Ohio, in 1922 created Sweetest Day for to help our fellow men, you know, people who's orphans, who was sick. He'll go by the hospitals and give them candy and lift up their spirits. But I don't know how Hallmark did it. I don't know how. But he turned it into something that's like a Valentine's Day type ordeal. And I don't like it, and I still won't celebrate.
All righty then. Roy Turner, thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
Thanks to Kenny Pick, Tony Carroll,
on issue 56. Thank Cal Penn, too. And thank you for being with us here in the Blue State Diner. I've got to rest my voice.
Whether you have friends or relatives coming to town or just need a staycation,
your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
It is time for all Americans to realize how significant this election is.
Okay.
And how lucky we are to have someone with missed qualifications and experience and know-how to be able to have the opportunity to run this country.
Into the ground. Sorry. Oh, no,
so
she's
fortunate, aren't we?
She's angry at the other Republicans saying, if you think you can do better, you should get in the ring. Well, a lot of them did.
Well, she said it's time for all Americans to realize how lucky he even performed for you bastards.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
There is work to be done. The state of our economy calls for action, bold and swift, and we will act.
We will take action.